This audio is brought to you by Yakutami, voice of the web. Fed-induced inflation, pushing on a rope or lighting a short fuse. Many regard the risk of inflation as low, since the Fed's money distribution or credit mechanism is limited by how the banks decide to lend. While creditworthy businesses and consumers are still deleveraging, the transmission mechanism will eventually come. This will occur, for the most part, thanks to the Treasury. So then how can the Fed push money into the economy? The government has no real limit on the amount they can borrow and spend. They have a debt limit, but they increase it any time they get close, so it is not a real limit. Unfunded liabilities, without taking into account the ongoing dollar debasement, will be a giant portion of future budget deficit. This government deficit spending is financed by the central bank making new money. It is the real source of inflation. Even though the Fed is making lots of money, the banks are just hoarding the funds, so that there is no visible inflation. The Fed is making money on loaning it to the banks. The banks then use it to buy treasuries, or earn interest from the Fed on their excess reserves. In both of these instances, the money is out of circulation in order for the banks to earn interest. And at some point, the banks will be able to earn higher interest by loaning to companies and people who will, in turn, distribute the money into general circulation. Then they will redeploy their excess reserves and the money from treasuries as they come due. It is estimated that the US has already spent more than $37 trillion over the last few years. Zerohedge summarized recently. In just the first 9 months of 2013, decimeters countries have injected $1 trillion in liquidity sourced exclusively by central banks. EMs have injected another $2 trillion driven by bank loan demand. The total global M2 is over $66 trillion, growing at an annualized pace of over 6%. The amount of excess liquidity, i.e. the infamous liquidity bubble in the global fungible system, is the most extreme ever in terms of its magnitude. And that's really all there is to know. The music is playing, and everyone has to dance. Just don't ask what happens when the music ends. While money velocity rates continue to fall, thanks to artificially low interest, there are at least 200 trillion reasons why the Treasury will be forced to open the floodgates. Deflation or hyperinflation. Contrary